QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 megahertz, offset of 600 kilohertz plus, and a PL of 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, a gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communications. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KF6Q. All right, hearing none there. This weekend coming up, October 1st, October 2nd, is the Trout Fest up here in Big Bear, and the Big Bear Valley ECS and CERT, assisted by CERT volunteers, will be helping to coordinate partially on that event. Anybody wishing to help, please get in touch with W6JLM Judith, who's organizing that. Topic for the evening, we will be discussing Ham Radio Deluxe, software package available for free over the internet. Pretty outstanding package, and how it's used to actually for all radio communications. And we'll focus a little bit too on some of the digital and satellite and other stuff. So should be pretty interesting. All right, now I will now call a roster of the people who are there just about every week. And starting out, Mike, WB6CLZ.
Good evening, Tom, and everyone on the net. We're out here in Irwin Lake. Stand by for that. This is WB6CLZ.
Thanks, Mike. And how about W6CIN? Cindy there, too?
Good evening, Tom, and everyone on the net. This is WB6CIN, ready to hear the subject.
Okay, Cindy, glad to have you and Mike with us this evening. I know you guys have been working very, very hard. A lot of stuff there to get ready for winter over there at your place. A lot of stuff happening there. How about KA6CIA, George?
Good evening, Tom, and the group, KA6CIA.
All right, George, glad to hear you out there. We will call off search and rescue. let's see. Don't know if they're back up here on the hill. How about KE6RJ, Harry? Nathan Hurd, KE6QI, Nancy. And nothing there. Okay, how about KI6FKN, Chris? Nothing heard. KJ6HZS, Mike.
Good evening, Tom and Annette. KJ6HCS, no traffic.
Hey, Mike, courtesy check-in for K6EKX, if he's out there listening. How about KJ6FIL, Mike?
Good evening, everybody. KJ6FIL.
Okay, Mike, hopefully it's cooling off down there in Redwoods for you. You know, eventually it will. How about KJ6KDL, Jim?
Well, this is KJ6KDK. Please check in, Jim, KJ6KDL as well.
Okay, Rosemary, we got you and Jim checked in here. W6GZI, Frank, are you out there? Nothing heard. KI6IQA. Kelly.
Good Good evening, KI6IQA.
Evening there, Kelly. Glad to have you with us this evening. How about K6GVL, Ron from Green Valley? And nothing heard. How about N6BOP? And are you out there in Pomona? And nothing heard. How about 86PL, Harold?
Evening, 86PL.
Evening there, Harold. Glad to have you with us from Riverside. K6LCS, Clint, Harupa Valley.
K6LCS, good evening, Tech Tuesday, Tom and Annette. Tons of stuff to talk about. K6LCS.
Hey, Clint, glad to have you with us this evening, and you probably have 2 weeks worth. We missed you last week. How about KJ6MFO? Jay, are you out there? Nothing heard. How about W6JLM Judith?
Good evening, Tom, and everyone on the net. Thank you, Tom, for giving out the information regarding Trout Fest. W6JLM will be monitoring the repeater all day tomorrow. So if there's anyone that is interested in helping out with Trout Fest, just give me a call and we can make contact and find an assignment for you. Everyone have a great night. This is W6JLM.
Okay, Judith, glad to have you out there this evening, and definitely appreciate all the hard work you're doing putting this thing together. Definitely grab the ball and running with that. Another touchdown. W6KMM, Ken.
Good evening, Tom, and everyone on the net. This is W6KMM.
Ken, glad to have you out there. Appreciate that. And I know Jeopardy's on. It's okay. All right. KI6OHN, John, are you out there? And her, how about K6YNW, Chris? Nothing heard. How about KD6LEN, Bill from Boulder Bay? I made a trip to Temecula today to see his mom's probably still down there. How about AE6CK, Victor?
Good evening, Tom. This is Victor Alpha Echo 6, Charlie Kilo.
All right, Victor, glad to have you with us this evening. KA6ROD, Rod. And nothing heard. How about KB6LTY, Christy? And nothing heard there. How about K6TUX, Guy, are you out there? Yes, KF6Q with Tech Tuesday on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. NQ7RD, Rick from Corona. And that is the list as I have it of the people who check in most of the time. Anybody else out there like to check in this evening, please come back to KF6Q.
Good evening, K6YNW.
Hey, there's Chris. Glad to have you with us. Anybody else?
WB6TVZ.
WB6TVZ. Ray, forgot to call your name there. Sorry, buddy. Got you in here. Anybody else?
SKN.
KI6SKN. Chris, glad to have you with us this evening. Anybody else?
WA6ITC.
Rod from Lake Williams. Glad to have you out there. Appreciate that. Anybody else? All right. That will do it for right now. Anybody out there listening can join in at any point in time. Questions, suggestions, or comments are always welcome, and we try to leave space for that. All right. Like I said, topic for the evening, we're going to talk about Ham Radio Deluxe and all its many, many, many neat features. But before that, let's go to Mike. Mike, WB6CLZ, what's happening out there on HFDX?
Oh, lots of things cooking, Tom. This is WB6CLZ. Boy, over the weekend we had great conditions. I mean, 10 meters has been open for several days. Even open a little bit today. Hearing all kinds of stuff on 10 meters today. It was JA1 in Tokyo, all over the world. So things are doing pretty well. Space Weather's reporting right now 103 sunspot number 103. With a solar flux index of 148 solar flux units. Now, over the weekend, that was up to about 190, so things are cooking. We had aurora visible all the way down into parts of the United States, northern United States, and things are getting interesting. Stay tuned. We also even had a couple of radio blackouts. I think at least one, but I think maybe two, up to an S2 level. So things are getting interesting. Stay tuned. Back to you, Tom.
All right, Mike. Sounds like there's always something happening out there. Conditions are always changing, and up and down and back and forth. Appreciate that. Anybody else out there, any little DX, anything to chip in there, please come back to KF6Q. All right, nothing heard there. Anybody else can comment on that later on. Well, let's see here. How about the ham satellite situation? Clint, what's been happening out there? K6LCS.
K6LCS, good evening. I am very pleased to say that one of the local projects I'm working on, which is at Flaybob Airport, is a standby project for one of the ISS contacts next year, the first 6 months of next year. So what I need is a club who can set up a redundant system, 75-watt system, to work the International Space Station. I'll make that more formal email to the local club. But if you are interested in getting involved with the amateur radio on the ISS, the ARISS program, getting some publicity for you and the world with having these kids talk to the International Space Station next year, get a hold of me. Break for a sec. Arisat 1 is still up, still running in daylight hours for us. And still try to monitor it overnight too on the pre-recorded recordings from there's 24 messages, welcome messages from kids, and don't forget to submit your Arisat 1 reception reports to get a little PDF certificate in the mail for your reception report. Break for a sec. Got some satellite presentations happening. Let's see. San Gorgonio, the San Gorgonio Amateur Radio Club on October 27th. Anaheim Races on November 1. And just in a couple weeks, Pacificon up in Santa Clara, October 14 through 16. And they have me presenting twice on Saturday the 15th. So upcoming shows, again, San Gorgonio Amateur Radio Club on October 27th. All are welcome to attend. Anaheim Racing for your Orange County folks on November 1, and Pacificon, a wonderful three-day conference, the ARRL Division Conference for that region on October 14 through 16. Break for a sec. And I should just record this next 30 seconds for the next couple weeks. All the FM birds are working marvelously. I don't know how long I'll be able to say that for AO51. I don't know how long I'll be able to say that for Arisat 1. I've tried to get my program set up for the next couple of weeks or next month, and Arisat is performing marvelously for us. Not sure how long it's going to last. So if you have not monitored Arisat on 2 meters with just an improved duck and your handheld or better system, go out there and do it this week. It's just a blast to hear this thing go over you. Tom, that's about all I've got, unless there are any questions, but the FM birds are all working marvelously, and for more information, just go to k6lcs.com. That's my call sign, Kilo 6 Lima Charlie Sierra.com, and on the contact page, you can call or email. Tom, anything else this evening? K6LCO.
Yeah, Clint, one of our part-timers out there, Bob, WA6MQF, I don't think he's out there this evening, and he's in the process of putting together an EME station. Of course, one of the things he has picked up is an AS-L rotator. So, if we can kind of talk him out of that, I think you and I talked about some time back of getting some people from the club and whatever here and possibly putting this station together. And that was one of the major expenses of us on this end. He found a pretty good deal over the Internet. I think it was on eBay or something. So, good possibility there. And the rest of the stuff I think we have. Pretty much, so could be out there. Let's try to tighten that thing up so we have it definite, but back to you real quick, Clint.
Although we're separated 30 miles from Big Bear down to Flabob Airport, I would love Big Bear to be involved in this. Don't think of it being an issue of the second transmitter, the redundant backup system at 75 watts. Hey, I'll go down to HRO and get an ICOM 2-meter rig for that 75-watt backup system. We will talk. But if you're not familiar with the ARISS program, the amateur radio aboard the ISS program, we've had almost 700 successful contacts between schools and the International Space Station as it passes over areas on the planet. And if you haven't ever seen one, just go to YouTube and search for ARISS. And I fail to get excited every time I see the kids' response as the ISS answers their QST and comes back, and they have about 10 minutes and 15 questions to ask of our astronauts. Tom, very cool. You're number one on the list, K6LCO.
And this is KF6Q on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater with Tech Tuesday. We'll see you there, Clint. I'm all tongue-tied about that, by golly. And I think we do have a couple of dual-bander 75 waters kicking around in our group. So we're real close. We're really, really close, so. Appreciate that, and we're going to work really hard to put that together. So, alrighty, anybody else out there with any questions for Quint or myself, please come back to KO6Q. All right, Quint, well, I think that wraps it up. Thank you very much again for all that information. Appreciate that every week. There's always something happening out there, and we love to have that as part of our Tech Tuesday. So. Alrighty, let's see, HRD, Ham Radio Deluxe, pretty cool piece of software. Neat, for any of you who were not at the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club meeting this last Saturday, had an excellent presentation by our club president of the software and many things of its features. Let me reset. Myself, I have not used it yet, but boy, I'm just waiting to fire it up. And we got a couple people with us this evening that have used it and a little more familiar than I am. Ray, are you out there? Maybe you could fill us in here in just a second. Just for anybody out there listening, HR9DRV, I think, is the call sign of the guy who wrote this, and I think it's Simon Brown. And by the way, he's recently sold it because he cannot keep up with it and do all the other things he has to do, but he'll be on the development team, so still pretty good there. Ray, WB6PBZ, what are your experiences with this great, great piece of software?
Okay, Tom, KR6Q, WB6PBZ. Yeah, I have it up and running right now. I'm running Ham Radio Deluxe. That controls my radio, which is an ICOM 746 Pro. That's what that software does. It does have PSK31, but I am running Digimaster 780, which comes along with it. That's what I'm running. calling for the PSK-31 software. It's a combination of the two. It's real great. The Ham Radio Deluxe on my ICOM, I can, from the laptop with a mouse, I can control everything on the radio. I have, you can control key speeds, squelch, all the levels, everything is available on your screen so that you can just take a mouse and move it and change your levels any way you want to do it. Your gains, your AF and RF gains, your filters, all that kind of stuff can be done from there. Go.
Okay, Ray, for all those out there who are not familiar with this, we have on a lot of the newer radios, there are so many features. There are there's no room for the knobs. So they're all menu controlled. Going through those menus can be tedious, if not downright confusing. And a lot of these radios have a connector in the back with the proper software, and HRD is one of these pieces of software. Basically takes your laptop or your computer and lets you use that as a control, a live control on all these features while you're normally, you're using your radio like you normally would, but it lets you kind of interface this, and a lot of ham shacks have a laptop, at least a laptop on the ham shack desk there, if not a couple of them, depending on the pocketbook, I guess. Ray, would you say just that in itself makes HRD probably just definitely worth its weight in gold, and I believe it's free. Back to you, Ray.
Okay, that's good. It is free. They do ask for support on it later on. You can contribute to their support. I mean, these guys are doing it free. You can control everything with it. It brings everything that's in the radio out on a screen more visible. Like your different functions, like on my radio, I have five function buttons which have dual menus on them. That brings all that right out onto the front of the radio where you don't have to look at it. And it gives you fine tuning on the band. It tells you even closer, a little bit closer than the knob on the radio. It's easier sometimes in there. And also, right on the screen, it gives you the date and the time, and you can change the time into any kind of time you want. You can change it into UTC like I have it, or you can change it into standard Pacific time if you want. And stuff, but it's very nice on that factor, and it brings all the functions instead of having to look for them and push them on there and push some buttons twice, break for reset. But it's great on that part, and it's a lot of fun. And the PSK, you can run Mike likes to run QRP. It is a semi-QRP system. You run low wattage and talk all over. You can take 5 watts and talk to South America or Europe. But the biggest thing, you have to get a little bit proficient in the keyboard typing. But that comes along, and people are willing, and there's all age groups on this. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, one thing, Ray, I mean, there's so many features of that software. I think even Bill Young, that's W6BBL, our club president, I believe he's been using it for at least 2 or 3 years now as a guest. And, there's still features that he's still exploring like anything else. It's actually like a suite of tools. Anybody out there is familiar with Microsoft Office, well, Office itself has quite a few programs built into that. This Ham Radio Deluxe has, I'm going to say, a half a dozen at least, if not double that, of different things. Many, many different things that you can pull up and run simultaneously or by themselves. Pretty neat. Ray, real quick, I know you use PSK-31 from time to time. What do you think of that waterfall display? And I think the first time anybody sees that, they're probably wondering, what is that? How do you feel about that? Maybe you could fill some people in about it.
Well, the waterfall display is amazing. You can see a lot of signals. Right now I'm on 20 meters listing and see what's on there right now. And there's only a couple of people on there that I can hear for right now. They're in the 7 land and 8 lands. But, you can... And you, like you said, the different modes, there's everything from PSK-31 all through different PSK modes, CW. You can read CW with it when you get it working exactly right. You can read RIDI with it. There's a ton of different modes that you can read with this thing. And stuff that I haven't even got into yet, different modes. But it is amazing to sit there and watch somebody type and watch them, and all you're seeing, and I'll give you an example. That's the sound of the tone. What you just heard there was that's what it sounds like on the radio and stuff. Not much, just a tone. It's almost similar. And that, the guys are coming through right now. The guy this guy's at. He's in Lake Washington in north end of Seattle, was where the guy is that I'm listening to right now and stuff. And he's very low power. He's only running 12 watts, I think it is, he said, or something. So back to you, Tom, KS6Q to ABC-PBZ.
Yeah, KS6Q and the group here on Tech Tuesday, every Tuesday, 1900 hours, conditions permitting. Yeah, Ray, I think one thing that's really fantastic about that, and we've talked about this in the past, emergency communications and things that happen and, reaching out there and being able to reach out there with HF or CW. CW, of course, being one of the oldest types of communication, I believe, which can be detected way out there. The digital modes, which I'm really not that familiar with myself, got a basic understanding of that. Like you say there, 12 watts, and I think Bill even said 25 watts is a lot of power with digital, does not require a lot of power, and can be picked out of a lot of noise out there. It's kind of like digital TV. We have digital TV now over the air, and they can run less power. And the thing is, of course, either the signal's there or it's not. But it goes way, way down into what we call the mud before it's completely gone, and digital can be pulled out of that. Pretty amazing. To you and I, what we hear there, it sounds like just a bunch of twiddle stuff, but of course, with the right decoding software, it's fantastic. And you can type in; it's live as you type in. And Ray, have you ever used, or have you tried using any of the macros? I'll expand on that in just a minute. Back to you, Ray, just for a bit.
Okay, Tom, KSSC to ABC-PBZ. The macros, yes, I use them. That's the easiest way to call CQ. You have a macro that you can just click on, and it'll call CQ for you with your call sign. You can also have one set up. I have one set up with my QTH already logged into it, and sends your QTH, what you have for a station. You put all that into the micros, and it really makes that simple for that. If you're just going for contacts, that's about all you use. It's just the macros and stuff. Tom, go back.
Yeah, and anybody out there who's wondering, what is a macro? Well, macros, or the term, to the best of my knowledge, goes way back even to the DOS days of computers. Way back in the Stone Age of computers. Back row was, well, if I'm going to continually press this certain sequence of keys to get something done, boy, it sure be nice to record that and just let the computer keep playing it back, and then I can sit back and save my fingers. Well, that ergo was invented the macro, and macro is actually a sequence of keystrokes or whatever. With Ham Radio Deluxe, it's basically typing in a message, like you say, like, hi, how are you, or CQ, and your call sign. And you can have these preset, and I forget how many he said. It's a huge number that it'll store. And if you're not into typing, you could actually preset a lot of these basic answers and questions, and simply just a little move the mouse and click on one of these guys, and it'll send that thing out. Somebody could be sending one back, and I think what Bill has told me there, or what he was telling us there Saturday, that you can carry on a whole conversation just with these macros. You know, you're not getting too detailed, pretty generic, like what you have in your station, your equipment, stuff like that, have all this already entered in, so you're not sitting there typing. Or if you're really good with typing, I guess you wouldn't need that, but if I get working on this, I'm going to use the macros. Any questions out there as we're talking about this, please come back to KF6Q.
K6YNW.
And LCS.
Okay, YNW, Chris, go ahead.
Okay, not on the cutting edge here. I have a SB102. It's a solid state Heath kit. Now, in that case, I assume I'd have to tap in, one place or another to get this entered in there. But I suspect this can be done easily, and I wonder if you have any comment on that. K6YNW.
Well, I'm not familiar with the radio, but if it's a fairly recent radio, they're generally called a CAT interface, C-A-T, which is computer-aided technology or something, I don't know. But basically, it'll have anything that looks from a DIN plug, could be that, or some type of connector in the back. And, of course, you need that interface cable, and that's one thing you'll need. And some of these other features with PSK31, of course, there's other interfaces to the sound card of your computer and stuff like that. But if your computer or your radio is capable of that, it basically converts that to USB plug or a serial plug, depending on how your computer's set up. And that's how they talk to each other. The software, like I said, is free. They do appreciate donations to support them. So if you could look into that. I'm not familiar with that. Maybe somebody else out there is. But Chris, that sounds, you know, most radios have that interface. Not HTs, but anything from a base to a mobile. Real quick, back to you, Chris.
Comments?
Okay, in my case, this radio is made in 1985, so I don't think there's anything to couple to, but I suspect I could wire it in. K6YNW.
That would be interesting and a good experiment to do, but just, be careful. go ahead, Ray. Comment.
Yeah, well, the basics to get it started, really, you can download the software, and all you have to do is take your headphone jack or your speaker jack and input that into the input of a laptop, and you can receive with the waterfall the signals automatically, real quick and easy. Then you can usually buy an interface. As long as it's a digital controlled radio, which I was using it on an ICOM 751, which is about the same era radio. It's a 80s to a 90s radio to begin with. So there's simple ways to do it just to get started to listen. Be easy.
Okay, Ray, appreciate that info. Also, K6LCS, go ahead.
There's a dramatic change in HRD the last 2 weeks. It's been freeware for a decade or more. If you have an implementation of it on your system, use it. but be careful as you upgrade or go to the site now, because it might not be a freeware item. It's very well worth whatever they're going to establish a price for it. But they're going big time. They're going commercial. They're going, we're going to charge you a little bit for this. But Simon has offered it to the world for over a decade free of charge. It is a phenomenally powerful program. I love the satellite tracking system, which is an add-on. But if you have an implementation of it now on your system, but you just haven't used it, use it before you go to HRD's site and download the new one. Because right now, I went to try and get grab a new one, and those links are broken, and they're thinking about what they're going to be charging us for the product. So incredible program, well worth our support. But just know that it's changing a little bit in its ownership. K6 Altia.
Yeah, and Clint, yeah, I did see that. I actually did a little brief research before the net. And, yeah, he did sell it out. And hopefully, you know, it all flows in the same direction. A small donation would not, or even if it's required to purchase that, would not be a major thing. Pretty neat. And, yeah, the satellite tracking, I was really impressed with that add-on. And rotator control. I don't know how well that works. I just saw that it was there. Do you know anybody that uses that, Clint? K6LCS, real quick, do you know anybody who uses that satellite part of that?
Oh, I apologize. It works wonderfully. It integrates seamlessly within the program for complete control of your radio. Now, you know, me and low power, not really accommodating for Doppler on the uplink. I don't use HRD very much, except for when I take my 817 out for demos. But, boy, if you're working rotator, 100 watts, Yagi's on the roof, horizon to horizon, it's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, definitely got to look into that. There's one more. As I was telling Bill this weekend, there's one more on the to-do list, but I got to move this one up close to the top. Anybody else out there, any questions about this piece of software, or just even in what we call cat control of radios? Pretty neat feature. Essentially, I guess you wouldn't even need to see the radio itself. It could be off someplace, another room. It's pretty awesome. Please come back to KF6Q. All right, nothing out there right now. Hey, Mike, WB6CLZ, have you ever seen this operate or heard anything about that? And do people use anything like this with a K3?
Well, I know that the K3 is one of the supported radios, and I see a lot of it on the Elecraft reflector, a lot of references to HRD. I've never used it. I've never seen it. I'm on their website now, and apparently, you cannot download it for free anymore. It looks like there's no way to download it, so that's interesting. But I've actually never used a program such as this. I don't know. I guess I'm old-fashioned. It does sound interesting, though, especially if it controls rotators and that sort of thing. If you can plug that in for me, that would be cool for satellite work. But no, your answer simply is no, I haven't.
Well, okay, roger that. Yeah, and hopefully they resolve something. Who knows, there could be another mirror site out there someplace. There always is on the Internet. That possibly could be mirroring that for the moment. That would be kind of neat to look into that until they make up their mind. But anyway, I thought we'd just briefly touch on that. And I think if anybody out there has seen some of the band scopes, basically like an oscilloscope, but looking at the what's on the band, you can see instead of just basically spinning the dial and going up and down and trying to find somebody, you can literally see the entire band, and who's by signal strength, who's out there, who's not. You don't know who it is, but you know where they're at and locking in that. And that's one cool thing about this software is because through an interface to the computer, you literally just move a cursor over that and find that, see that signal, and just click on it, and next thing you know, there you are. You're listening into that QSO, whether it be packet or a single sideband or CW or whatever. So pretty awesome. I think that interface is pretty awesome. If you're not into digital, that doesn't matter. I mean, there's all these other features for basic HF work. Let me reset. You know, so anyway, and I think the qualifications for the computer are very, very light duty. I think it'll run perfectly fine on one of the Pentium 2s to the Pentium 3 version computer, if you had something like that. You know, an older computer kicking around, you could actually dedicate it to this, and it would be perfectly fine. Real low memory requirements, speed requirements, so I'm sure as it gets upgraded, it'll probably, you know, some of the upgrades may require something better. Also, as we look at the operating system, I hear that it may operate on Windows 98. Windows 2000 is a definite, and XP and Vista and up. Windows 2000, do not confuse that with Windows ME. Totally different products. ME, I really don't care for. Windows 2000 is more like a professional version of between 98 and XP there. So Windows 2000, I use it a lot. Very, very stable, extremely stable. So this isn't supported anymore, but if you got everything you need, it's great. Let me reset. Anyway, any other questions out there or comments or suggestions, please come back to KF6Q Tech Tuesday. Okay, not hearing anything there. Well, anyway, I thought we'd just kind of talk about that product. Didn't know that it was going to go commercial. that's a shame, unfortunately. Like I said, that it is an excellent piece of software. I think there are those others out there. And Ray, I don't know if you're out there still. If you are, do you know of any other ones other than this? This is the only one I've ever heard of. Ray, if you're still out there, WB6PVZ, KF6Q.
KF6Q, WB6PVZ. Yeah, there's DigiPen and different ones like that that people use. You know, there's there is several other modes or other programs. I don't know if there's a cost on them for sure. I got this when there wasn't any, and there wasn't a charge for the DM780 also and stuff. So I don't know if there, what other control programs are out there on the top of that, Tom. Back to you.
Yeah, roger that. I mean, I do have the control cables. When I did buy my 897, I bought all the bells and whistles for it. Even the batteries, which are here someplace, hopefully still charged, probably not. But anyway, yeah, I think a lot of that is pretty cool, pretty neat. Software-controlled radio, basically. And it's really, I think what it does, it's a better interface. The radio is still a radio. Just gives us, like you say, a bigger screen to view the stuff, because I got this little tiny screen on my 897. Yeah, I can read it. Yeah, it looks okay. But I have no clue. I'd have to get out the book every time I need to find something to set something. And it's right there on the menu and everything else. It's right there on the screen. It's pretty awesome. So I know Bill couldn't say enough other than everything was just fantastic. And I have to agree. So anyway, any other comments? Going to put it around the circle here, getting ready to close the net. Mike, any final comments?
No, not really, Tom. Great net. Great hearing about HRD. I've heard about them in the past, and yeah, Ray, thanks for enlightening us a little bit on that. Back to net control. It's WB6CLZ.
Hey, Mike, appreciate all that information, and maybe you check out some more stuff there on the reflector. Ray, anything else to add in closing? But I appreciate all the information you gave us this evening and glad you could visit us tonight. Anything else to add?
Not a whole lot there. They do use different, there's all kinds of interface boxes that you can buy for your radios too, like the Signal Link and different ones like that, and Rig Blaster. So, you know, you can go to those and they'll help you connect your radio to your computer and stuff. And they also, some of them come with some sort of software from what I understand. So, great net there, Tom. WB6 PBZ.
Hey, Ray, appreciate that. Clint, out there, Roof Valley, anything else to add? And closing.
No, Tom, I'm just looking forward to the day where all these shows are archived somewhere for folks to be able to access. I learn something every Tuesday night from you. Thank you so much. K6LCF.
Well, appreciate that, Clint. You know, and we try to pull this together with everybody out there. There's always somebody out there that helps us in there. Ray was really, I know he's used this product for some time. And it's unfortunate. If we had Bill out there, by golly, he'd probably have at least an hour's worth of comments to say, if not even more. So, but it's appreciate him sharing that with his club, with our Big Bear Amateur Radio Club this last meeting. Excellent, excellent topic of discussion. Do appreciate that, Bill. If you're out there listening, thanks a bunch. Hopefully we get more of those. Anybody else out there? Any questions or comments before we close the net? This is KF6Q.
K6YNW.
K6YNW. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, two things. On the Thursday night OAUSA net, one can go to their website and get the last 2 years of the nets. I guess they're listed by date. I'm not saying you guys want to do that, but it, you know, people can download it and get the whole net later if they want to review something. Second thing is, I can see now for my SB103, I could not use anything like that to control my radio, but I could benefit from the so-called modulation, like PSK31. K6YNW.
You know, and that's a great part of it right there, Chris. You know, like I say, that the interface to PSK31 and possibly CW, too, as it comes across. I think that also comes, you know, based on coming across the audio there. Basically, I don't know if he's still out there, Jim, KJ6KDL has been doing that with our nets, I believe, for almost, let's see, a year now. We've been going, getting close to a year and a half of audio, recorded audio, and he has it available for download, just in case you didn't know that. Jim, are you out there this evening, or Rosemary? Please come back.
Roger, Dodger, I am here.
Jim, has your gear been working successfully, or have we missed a few nights here, or how are we doing there with our log? I know you were doing it for a while, and we all definitely appreciate that, and I know that there's quite a few listeners that probably don't even know that, but how's everything been working?
The recorder's been working great this year. I replaced the one flaky recorder that would decide not to record once in a while. So I've been catching everyone. There was just one in January that we didn't hold because of weather, so it wasn't recorded. I think it was the second week of January. But every other one is in the can, and this one is going in as well.
Well, excellent, Jim. I really appreciate that, and that's just a repeat in case anybody else out there did not hear that. He used to have be able to go back through and topic these, but he does have them listed by date. So every Tech Tuesday, other than a couple here, I think that we had that either did not have the net. I think he had one that had a mechanical issue or electronics issue. Out of one every week, going all the way back, I believe, to approximately September 2010. So, and they are just as they are. If I coughed, if I stuttered, it's there. There's no editing that. So it's pretty amazing. We have covered a lot of topics. So download them, burn a tape, burn a CD, better get a DVD. Better get a Blu-ray. There's a lot of them. So hopefully that'll be out there for anybody who wants to see them. Anybody else want to add something in closing?
AG6PO.
86PL. Go ahead, Harold.
Oh, I'd like to go back to your topic last week on the emergency stuff. A couple of things that are just more or less part of what I use continuously is excellent for emergency use is a Stanley razor knife with a heavy-duty handle that you can store extra blades in, not the pop-off blades, a heavy blade that you flip end for end so you get to use all of it, great for cutting coax, wire, just about anything you want to do around your, anything, your car, your ham radio shack, your car radio, whatever, and a really great little thing, and they're free if you work it right, are the little green wire ties in the produce section of your supermarket. That's tag wire in the center of them. You strip the paper off if you need to, and I've even used it as a temporary lock for a machine screw in my carburetor that I lost a nut off of and forgot I did it. And a year later, I looked down and saw the wire and decided I better go down to Home Depot to the stainless steel department and get me a new nut to go on the thing. But those are indispensable. I keep a handful of them in my car. I even occasionally, if I'm going to wander around doing stuff, I'll carry them in my pocket. AD6PO.
Oh, there you go. There's a couple of excellent things there. And let me close the net out here with HRD. And then, Harold, don't go away. I got some really cool stuff here in that scope. A couple of things I've been using this week. So let me go ahead and close the net down. And then got a couple things, so don't go away. Just a couple cool things. Actually, I put them in this net, but it's another topic. All right, well, appreciate everybody out there listening. QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net. Closing the net at, looking at the clock, it says 1900 hours and 52 minutes. And I do appreciate everybody out there who's joined in this evening. If you're out there listening, I hope we had something out there kind of spark your interest in computer-aided control with some of the newer radios, things in the future coming in hard and fast. So pretty cool stuff. Check again next week, 1900 hours on Tuesday. We'll have another topic. Appreciate everybody listening and supporting this net. KF6Q, and we'll be closing the net, returning the repeater back to normal use.